called Old Bones. The summer ends abruptly, more sharply than quick, youthful flashes of memory that floods an almost waking mind. I've just returned from the Indian market in New Mexico. Sunlight breaks through the shattered outside pane of patio glass and clings to the doorframe, the same way old bones feel the last sharp edges of seasons. A kettle of water comes to a boil as the coffee grinder slows to a hum. The background fills with slow, misty sounds as coffee foams and rises to the top of the press. As I place my Navajo cup on the counter, Santa Fe reappears in a pile of travel brochures, adobes, turquoise, and silver. I flip the pages at random, captivated with the shapes and colors of earth and sun, falling into fall, early autumn. I remember Miriam, who posed many times for her uncle, R.C. Gorman. She said he donated his estate to the AIDS Foundation. She and her husband were selling their native wares at the governor's palace in Santa Fe. Indian market. A rug weaver spins another yarn. I remember last night's lightning below the clouds over the mesas, the moon over Longmont, and think in Adams and O'Keefe images. I fold street maps and brochures and browse through an acquisition of business cards and pour a second cup of coffee. Crossing the border, dream catchers in morning light.